Hey everyone, Ivory Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic swagger. You know that feeling when your emotions are running wild? Like a roller coaster with no brakes, swinging from elation to despair faster than you can say emotional intelligence. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Developing emotional intelligence isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, it's about understanding and harnessing those feelings so they actually serve us. And today, we're diving deep into a powerful tool that can help you master your emotions. Reflection. Think of reflection as you're in a gym for your mind. Just like physical exercise strengthens your body, regular introspection strengthens your emotional muscles. So strap in because we're about to unlock some serious mental armor. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First up, understand that emotions are data, not dictators. Ever notice how our reactions can be pretty dramatic? We might feel like a minor inconvenience is the end of the world or celebrate a small win as if we just won the lottery. That's because our emotions often hijack our rational thinking. But remember, those feelings are just signals, information about what's happening inside and around us. By acknowledging them without judgment, we can start to analyze them objectively. Next, become your own detective. When you feel a strong emotion surge through you, don't just react, investigate. Ask yourself, what triggered this feeling? Is it something external or an internal thought pattern? How is my body responding? This mindful exploration helps you pinpoint the root cause of your emotions, making them less overwhelming. Thirdly, embrace journaling as your emotional best friend. Seriously, get a notebook and start pouring out your thoughts and feelings. Don't worry about grammar or structure, just let it flow. This practice not only helps you process emotions, but also reveals patterns in your thinking and behavior. It's like looking at yourself from the outside, gaining valuable insights into your emotional landscape. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. You're human. We all have moments of weakness, vulnerability, and even anger. Be kind to yourself when you stumble. Acknowledge those feelings without beating yourself up. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a journey with ups and downs. Finally, learn from your experiences. Reflection is not just about understanding your emotions in the moment, it's about using those insights to grow. What lessons can you take away from challenging situations? How can you use your emotional intelligence to make better decisions and navigate future challenges with more resilience? Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who struggles with crippling self-doubt. Whenever she starts a new project, fear whispers in her ear it won't be good enough or people will criticize it. This constant negativity paralyzes her creative flow. But Sarah decides to make a change. She starts journaling about her emotions, identifying the triggers that fuel her self-doubt. Through this process, she realizes that her fear stems from past experiences of criticism and rejection. By acknowledging these feelings and understanding their root cause, Sarah can start to challenge those negative thoughts. She begins to practice self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone makes mistakes and thus setbacks are part of their creative journey. She focuses on the joy of creating, celebrating each small victory along the way. Slowly but surely, Sarah's emotional intelligence strengthens, allowing her to express her creativity with newfound confidence and resilience. So there you have it, folks. Reflection is your secret weapon for building emotional strength and navigating life's ups and downs with grace. Remember, emotions are data, not dictators. Be curious about them, practice self-compassion, and never underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned journal entry. Now go out there and rock those emotions. And don't forget to share your reflections with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep stoking on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.